Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. Questions about calcium bentonite clay, your turn to ask away. We had little Georgia peaches. It's not exactly Georgia peach weather here, but I liked the part about, come on in, let's have some fun. So I welcome you aboard to bring your questions. I'm Perry A., the author of Living Clay, and we already have some questions in queue. Betty from Evans asks, how do I use bentonite clay for losing weight? You drink about 3 ounces of clay 4 times a day and drink lots of water during the day and in between times. It fills you up. It sort of stops your craving for sweets. We've gotten that report a lot. It gives you energy, and you just, when you eat, you're not as hungry. So those that have been very successful in losing weight have told me that's how they do it. But it's very important to drink lots of water during the day, too. So good luck with that, and let us know how you do. Bob Winnie from Springfield. Is it good or bad, or does it matter if we mix clay powder with high pH water, like 9.5? Independently, each product is good. Together, are they better? I doubt if they'll be better. They're not going to add a 9.5 to a 9.7. That's what clay is. You're not going to get a 19.2. So, you know, it doesn't really matter. Clay will adapt to whatever water you put it in, and it will maintain that pH, the 9.7. It's all about homeostasis and balance. The gentleman who introduced me to clay told me a long time ago that if I ever got in a place where I had nothing but polluted water, and that's all the water I had to drink, as long as I had a handful of clay to throw in and stir it around and let it settle, then I would drink the water. So he's saying that the clay will pull anything bad out of the water, and it sinks to the bottom and you drink off the top. So if it makes you feel better, go ahead and do it. I doubt if it's going to raise your pH any higher, and your pH needs to be a certain level, which, since clay is homeostasic, it won't over-alkalize you. It wants to bring you into that perfect range of 7 to a 7.4. Okay, Sherry from Seattle. Will drinking clay help protect against catching bugs and viruses that are going around in the winter months? For example, my mom is caring for somebody with pneumonia, which the doctor said is contagious. Is my mom protected because she's drinking the clay? That's a variable, Sherry. It's a good question, but there isn't a definite answer in that it depends on how long she's been drinking the clay and how much her immune system is built up and what condition her immune system is in. It's all about a strong immune system. Clay does support a strong immune system, but if you just start drinking it 2 days before you think you're going to be exposed to something, I don't think it's going to have that much of an effect. I know I rarely get sick. Occasionally I'll get a sore throat or something. I can usually gargle with clay and it goes away rather quickly, but it's just I don't get sick like I used to, and I've been drinking the clay for years. I think it's over 12 now. I keep forgetting to count as the calendar moves on. So yes and no. I wouldn't rely on it wholeheartedly and say that it's going to stop everything that comes along. But it will definitely help. If she's caring for somebody with a contagious pneumonia, I would wear a face mask when I was doing it. Just use a little caution. Get some of that hand sanitizer to keep on hand, and use common sense during this type of the season when people are sneezing and coughing, and we have a lot of stuff in the air from all the scents and fragrances of Christmas and dust, and so it triggers a lot. So stay healthy, and I do believe clay helps, but it depends on how long you've been taking it. Sherry in Seattle, is it true that drinking clay remineralizes the body? I'm wondering specifically about magnesium and calcium. Are these minerals or others in the clay? The clay has 60 to 70 minerals. Most of them are in parts per million, very small amounts. The dominant minerals are calcium, potassium, sodium, magnesium, iron. There's about 12 or 15 that are in percentages, where the rest are in parts per million. You don't take the clay for a mineral supplement. You will get some calcium, some potassium, some magnesium, and some sodium. Those are the four dominant minerals that will be released or in the exchange layer, will be exchanged off to take on some of the bad stuff to the adsorption layer of the clay. But it's not enough for a minimum daily requirement. So I'd go ahead and take your supplements that you need, whatever you're taking. I take, you know, a good one a day vitamin. I think it gives me everything that I should need, and I eat sensibly, and I try to put greens and different colors in my food. So, you know, people used to go across the prairie in a covered wagon and eat the game they caught along the way, and they didn't have a whole lot of vegetables and stuff, and they survived, and I don't think that they had vitamins with them back then in those days. May have had some herbs. They were good at doing herbs. So that's the answer to that. Thank you. And let's see if we have any more here. Cheryl from Kansas, have you ever heard anyone say clay help lower blood pressure and be able to get off their medicine? I have one or two people that it's helped lower their blood pressure. I don't know if they got off their medicine. One person said it lowered it significantly and also lowered his blood sugar. Several times had type 2 diabetics say that it's lowered their blood sugar levels. And I don't know that it's a given. Here again is a variable place. Some places, some people, the clay seems to accentuate, which it will do. If the first time you take it, it may make the blood pressure go up for a few days. In India, they wrap the arm, the upper part of the arm, the inside fleshy part of the arm, they put a clay poultice over that and wrap it and sleep with it on at night. And they do that to lower the blood pressure and say it's very successful. As far as getting them off the medications, it would probably depend on what has triggered it. If they just have a sedentary lifestyle, if they're overweight and they don't exercise, if they're very stressed out, there are so many things that can cause it. Of course, clay baths are very good at relaxing you, and I think they would lower the blood pressure. So I don't have just a straight definitive answer for you on that one, but that's a good question, and thank you. All right. I mean, look here, we've got Cheryl in Kansas. Have you ever heard anyone say clay oh, that's the one I just answered, excuse me. Gabby in Torrington, Wyoming. Hi, Perry. My 89-year-old friend is having a major problem with psoriasis on her arms. How would you suggest she use the clay? Thanks so much. P.S. Nice hearing you in person today. I usually have to catch the reruns. Well, thank you, Gabby, and I know you've been on several times. I recognize your name and your hometown. Good to hear from you, too. You know, with psoriasis, you need to be drinking the clay, and if she's 89, you need to take it away from any medicine she may be taking. But you want to do a poultice, real thick poultice, over the psoriasis areas, and you can wrap it in some saran wrap so she doesn't get it on her clothes or anything. And just, like, sleep with it on overnight. Anytime it starts itching, put the clay mud over there and cover it with some saran wrap or some plastic wrap of some kind to keep it wet and moist. When it dries, it tends to start itching the psoriasis. So you want to, in these cases, you want to keep it wet. You know, if she could take a clay bath, I would recommend that she puts the clay mud all over her psoriasis area, let them dry, and then get into a clay bath and soak. But the reason it's important to take it internally is your skin is a reflection of what's going on the inside of you. So when your skin breaks out, something's out of balance inside. So she's either over acidic or has something going on that's causing the psoriasis. And it will definitely get rid of it. You want to be aggressive and put a lot of clay on and just wrap it and leave it on there, like I say, overnight. If she can during the day, if she's at home, I assume at 89 she's not working, or at least not a job, have her put it on during the day, and anytime it starts to itch, to put it on. And that should regress it greatly and stop the itching and the horribleness that comes along with it. So, thank you. Bob in Springfield again. Have you ever used clay to remove skin tags? If so, what would be the process? Yes, I've removed a few, and I was talking with someone the other day that said they had some success at removing some small ones. It depends on where they are. You need to put the clay on and let it dry. You want to just put a dab on there and let it dry. And a lot of times they're on your neck area where the collar rubs, and it's hard to, you know, keep the clay on there. So if you can, maybe before you go to bed, put some on, let it dry, sleep with it on. But just keep putting it on there and letting it dry, and they seem to shrivel up and dry up and fall off. So it takes a little work and a little effort, because if we put it on and we wear clothes and the collar rubs it, it rubs the clay off and it's not as effective. So stay with it and try that. I have removed some myself. So thank you for that question. And we'll go on here. Julie in Maple Valley. When I spread clay on it sees through. Is it not thick enough? It depends on what you want to accomplish with it, Julie. If you're putting it on your face for a facial, you want to put it, you don't need to put it on, you know, a quarter of an inch thick. Just spread some on, and it'll pretty much cover the skin. If you're rubbing it in and you see through it, you're not getting enough. You want to leave it wet and pasty on your skin. And it seems to kind of cover the skin when I put just a little on. So you don't want to rub it in, so to speak, as rub it on. Just put it on and kind of pat it. And, you don't want to see through it. You want it a little bit thicker. Now then, it depends on what you're using it on. If you're using it on an open wound or something like that, you want it very thick. If you're using it on toenail fungus, very thick. Just smother that toe with it, wrap it up in some plastic wrap, or sit up and prop your foot up. And generally in the first few seconds you feel it sort of pulsating as it's pulling that fungus out. But you need to stay with it two or three times a week for several weeks, because the fungus really gets down in under that nail bed, and it's a miracle it can get it out. And the next miracle is it doesn't cost you $700 in the prescription medicine the doctor wants to give you. So that's the best news of all. So, yeah, I would say you want to put it on just thick enough that you can't see through it. Good question there. Thank you. Sherry in Seattle, I've been putting the dry clay on my gums the past couple of nights, but it hasn't been going too well. I try to put it on only where my gums meet my teeth, but it goes all over the tooth. Is it hard to direct to specific areas? How do you do it? Do you just use your finger? Where are you putting it? You know, I let it get on the tooth. I don't worry about it. It's going to help remineralize your teeth and strengthen the teeth. I've had some people with small cavities that said when they brush their teeth and pack their gums with clay and it gets on the tooth that it, the cavity goes away. So it doesn't hurt as long as you get it down around that gum. I put a ridge on the handle of my toothbrush and I pull my cheek out and I deposit it between my cheek and gum. I had my teeth cleaned yesterday and she got down in some of my gums. My back gums were sore, so I put some on last night. And if it goes over the whole tooth and over the other side, it's okay. The saliva will sort of stick it in place. If you swallow a little bit, it's all good. So it's very difficult to get it in there because you got to pull your cheek out and you need either a popsicle stick. It's hard to get into a small space and get it there, but just kind of dump it between your cheek and gum as best you can, and then the saliva will stick to it and hold it there, and you can sleep with it in all night. It's really good for your teeth and gums, so don't be afraid of getting it on the teeth. And thank you. That's a good question, too. We've had really good questions today. Gabby from Torrington, Wyoming. Thanks for the suggestion for the psoriasis problem. How can I use clay for my cataracts? Okay, there are two ways to use clay for cataracts. Number one is to take the clay mud and put it thickly over the closed eyelid. Now, if you have them in both eyes, you're going to have to do one eye at a time so you can see to get up to go to the bathroom to wipe it off. I put the clay mud and I cover the whole eye socket over my lids, my lashes, and everything. And then I lay down and put a wet wash rag over it so it won't dry around the edges and be easier to get off. And just lay down for, if you can, 15, 20, 30 minutes and leave it on there. And then wipe it off and wash it off. And generally after that, you're going to get some stringy stuff coming out of the corner of your eye, little white stuff. It cleanses those tear ducts too. You can do it one eye at a time or take the wet wash rag and kind of wipe your eyes off so you can see to, without bumping into the wall to get into the bathroom to wash it off. The other way is to make some eye drops or eye solution, and you want to go to the drugstore and get eye wash solution, not lens cleanser. It used to be very prevalent. They had one called Fresh Eyes. Colorum has an eye wash solution. Loam and Bascom has an eye wash solution. It's a sterilized water, and you may have to ask the pharmacist because they have so many lens cleansers now, it's really hard to find. It comes in a 4-ounce bottle. So you want to get a jar, a shallow jar, put a tablespoon of the powdered clay in there, and then squirt this liquid over it. Put all 4 ounces in, and then gently swirl it in a circular motion. You don't want to shake it, you just gently swirl it. Then let it sit overnight and hydrate fully. The next morning you can pour the water off and put it in a little bottle. And you can either use that with an eye cup to rinse your eyes, you know, put it in the cup and hold your eye back and blink and look around and use it as an eye wash like that. Or you can get a dropper bottle and you put drops in your eyes 2 or 3 times a day. And see if that doesn't stop the cataracts and take them the other way. So thank you for that. All right, Terry in Los Angeles. I'm using calcium bentonite clay to get rid of herpes outbreaks on the nose and lips. I pack it inside the nose and apply some to the outside of the nose. Also, I pack it under the lip at the base of my teeth and push a piece of unbleached coffee filter to hold it in place overnight or nearly all night. Inside of the nose or mouth, the clay has to be thick and thinner on the outside. Good tip there, Terry. Thank you for that. I hadn't thought of that, a coffee filter. He says, I also pack the clay under the lip at the base of the teeth and push a piece of unbleached coffee filter to hold it in place. So he puts a little piece of coffee filter over the clay to hold it in place. If you're using the powder clay, the saliva should hold it in place. If you're putting the liquid clay on there, it slips around and it's just going to slide down your throat. So try the powder clay with that. Also, Terry, I'm going to suggest that you drink about 2 ounces a day to help balance your body and on the inside. There's something causing those outbreaks. And I know it's a virus, but there may be some aggravation inside. I know stress oftentimes causes an outbreak, or being in the sun, different things can cause them to flare up. And the minute you feel one coming, get some of that clay mud and put it on the area, and usually it'll chase it south. It'll chase it the other way. It'll shrink it up. But that's a very good idea. Thank you. Oh, I just love our customers. They're so full of good, creative ideas. It looks like we are about done on clay questions here for a little while. Let me check through and make sure I haven't missed one. All right, we've covered all the questions for right now. I'm going to talk about something that I found remarkable the other day, is that I think I told you all last time about the gentleman that had the acid burn on his hand, and they wanted to do amputation and skin graft, and he just stuck his whole hand in a bag of clay mud, left it on for 14 hours, and the clay sloughed off the dead skin that the acid killed. It just peeled it off, and underneath it, the flesh grew back. And right now, you can look at his hand, and you can't tell he had a burn. And there was no graft, no amputation. The circulation came back, and his hand is healthy. Well, he called me yesterday, and he has a friend whose hand, if something happened, it broke out in a rash, and it started swelling real big. And he went to the hospital, and it swelled so much, they had to cut the back of his hand to relieve the pressure. And they didn't know about clay, darn it. And they sent me a picture of his hand, still swollen and red, and these stitches on it. And he said it was a lot of pain. When you get that much swelling, there's a lot of pain associated with it. And he went over and fixed some of the clay and put it on that guy's hand, and he called me last night, and he said within 2 minutes the pain was gone. And the swelling was going down. I haven't checked with him today to see how his hand is, but I'm waiting for another picture to give me a progress report. And there's so many people go to the hospital, and he has like this huge bill, no insurance, and it didn't solve the problem. So, you know, try clay. It's worth a try. 9 out of 10 times it works. I just hate to see anybody mention amputation or something like that without trying clay. And it doesn't take long for the clay to kick in and go to work. Okay, I'm going to go back over and see if we have any more questions. Pamela in Lancaster. Hi, Pamela. Just joining the conference. Thanks for the email about suggestions for EMF sensitivity. My friend has purchased clay for use, and I will let you know. One of the effects of his sensitivity is that when he is around those intense frequencies, it seems to be affecting his nervous system, like his brain is getting all scrambled. It takes a couple of days to return to normal. Any additional things that you might suggest? Has he tried the clay baths? I think that will bring his frequency into balance if he could take a clay bath. I know we talked about, you know, putting little dishes of the powder clay in these areas, like under your computer screen and things like that. I'm sure he doesn't go around there if he's that sensitive to it. I would really have him increase the amount of clay he's drinking. I would like to build up his resistance to the sensitivity, and maybe over 2 or 3 months he can get where he doesn't have that intense of a sensitivity to it. So sometimes it takes a while to get the body into balance. And it's horrible to be in a situation like that. It's so frustrating. You're not sure when you're around something that has those frequencies, and you just feel vulnerable and a victim of our modern day technology that really can be depressing to him. And I know what it's like to feel like you have a scrambled brain. Sometimes I get that way during the holidays, trying to remember so many things, and I'm not a list maker. And I finally have to resort to making lists when I start forgetting things. And it's not fun. It's not fun to have that word on the tip of your tongue and not be able to pull it up. We have quite a few people on the phone lines today. I'm going to ask and see if anybody on the phone has a question they'd like to ask. If you do, if you will press star 2, it will notify me. And I do have one here. Let's see. Hello?
Hi there.
Hi, Julie. This is Perry.
Hi. I had a tooth implant put in. And it didn't take well, so today they're going to take it out and put it and redo it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very nervous. And I was just, I was listening, I've heard you talk about, putting the clay in the mouth. So what would you recommend? After I'm done, should I just pack some dry clay around there?
You know, what I would do at first is I would swish with some clay, just gently swish, take the liquid clay and just hold it in your mouth.
Okay.
I don't know what they do when they implant one of those. Do they cut the gum? Is it pretty painful and sore?
It's supposed to be pretty painful. They have to numb it up.
I'm going to also suggest you put the clay on the outside of your face, along that area. It's amazing how it can reduce the swelling. The reason I don't want to put the powder on there at first is it might shrink the gum and pull it away. So I think if you can just swish with the liquid clay and put the clay on the outside, it's amazing what it can pull out from the outside.
Okay, so I'll bring some of that with me.
Yeah.
And put it on right after
the
surgery.
I often go to the dentist, and if I get an x-ray or something, I will go in the bathroom and put clay on my face and just drive home with it on the side of my face where they took the x-rays. So, and I had my teeth cleaned yesterday, and I packed my gums last night. So, we have to take care of ourselves, and good luck with that.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, any other questions? If you press star 2, it will signal me, and we're almost out of time. I'm going to go back and check one more time and see if we have any questions, since I don't see any raised hands. I hit my refresh button. Sometimes the questions are slow coming down. And I often leave the show and then one pops up. So if something comes up, I will try to get the email address attached to it and answer those questions. I'm not sending anything right now. Some tips for the holidays. If you go partying and drinking, go home and drink some clay. Drink clay before you go to a cocktail party where they have everything fattening and high cholesterol and oily and greasy and, these dips and things. Drink some clay before you go and help absorb a lot of that excess fats that are in the foods before they go into your body. I just believe everybody ought to drink clay every day, particularly during the holidays, and to try to support your immune system to avoid getting sick and getting colds. I just got back from a trip to Paris, had a wonderful time, took my clay with me, didn't get sick at all, nothing, the water, wasn't drinking the bottled water, the Perrier, did just fine as long as I had my clay with me, and I had everybody else in the little tour group on the clay too before we got back, for lots of reasons. They were using it topically and taking it One person got a queasy stomach, and we stopped that right away. But remember, it also works for hangover. If you have too much wine, it doesn't take very much wine for me to have a hangover. Like one glass usually makes me a little tipsy. So drink a little clay when you get home, and you won't have that hangover the next day. And, you know, brush your teeth with it during the holiday seasons. We have a lot of foods that are seasoned with a lot of spices and things that can kind of turn your teeth yellow. So I like to put toothpaste on my toothbrush. I wet it. I kind of tap the excess water off, and then I just dip it into the powder clay and coat the toothpaste and the brush real good, and then brush my teeth with it. And I just feel so clean afterwards, and it's really remarkable. Session we have next Thursday, we're having our wellness teleseminar, and I am inviting my friend LaRue Epler, who wrote a book called Your Internal Whisper, which is your intuition, that guide within you, and she's going to talk to us about having stress-free holidays and using your intuition. She'll teach you how to tap into it to help make decisions, like what color to buy for Uncle Joe or what store to go to find the perfect gift for so-and-so. It's amazing the things she can do. I've worked with her. I've been to her classes. I've seen the miracles. I've seen people just make terrific transitions. We had one lady who was just made this change before our eyes. She's always worrying and kind of uptight, and she got it and let go, and it took years off her life. Physically, her face changed, her smile changed, her eyes changed. She wasn't carrying around the stress and the fear in her body, and it was a physical change. And LaRue's going to join me, and I hope each of you, whether it's clay-related or not, will join me for this session. She's going to take a few people from the audience and work with them and show them how to do it. And she's an amazing, amazing person. And I hope you'll join me. I'm just thrilled that she's going to be with me. So I'm looking forward to seeing you next week if you can tune in. And if not, be sure and catch the rerun of the wellness seminar. Now, have a wonderful holiday. Remember to stop and breathe, and don't let the stress of the holidays get to you. When you think you don't have time to stop is when you need to stop. It will calm you down, and things will just happen so efficiently. It will be amazing. So take a few moments to settle, breathe, get grounded, and don't forget to use your clay. Now, if I don't touch base, it'll be after Christmas before we have our next clay seminar. I don't know if anybody be joining me. In fact, I may be gone the day after Christmas. So I probably won't see you until next year. So thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. I love you all. This is Perrier signing out.